The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis vacillates back and forth in a case where a person came late to shul. The Shliach Tzibur has already begun his Chazar Sashatz. And would he be able to catch up by Modim? Would he catch up by Kedusha? But one thing you see clearly from the Gemara, that a person should, as much as possible, should try to get a Kiyum of Tzibur. He should try to link up with the Tzibur davening. And the Gemara actually derives this in two places. It appears in Masechet Brachos Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. It also appears in a Mishnah in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara derives the following. Omar Rabbi Ada Bar Ava Minayin. How do we know that Davar Shebe Kedusha? Oh, so this is called the Davar Shebe Kedusha. Shenemar v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah in Parshas Emor of nikdashti, but it says the word toch. And the Gemara says that kol davar shebe kedusha lo yehi pakus me asara. So the Gemara says, my mashma, where do you see in the pasuk asara? And this is the famous gzeirah shava called toch toch. That here it says v'nikdashi v'toch b'nei Yisrael, and elsewhere in the parsha of Korach, it says ibadu mitoch ha'eda zos. Now wait a second. First we have to get toch toch, and then we can introduce eda. So how do we get? We have here ibadu mitocha eda zos. So the pasuk mentions mitoch again, toch, but it says ha'eda. So toch means eda. Okay, so how much is eda? So the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't mention how do we know how much is eda, but if you take a look in the Gemara in Megillah, which you have on your first page, he says that we know that Eda in the parsha of Korach is the same as the Eda in parsha Samaraglim. Where does it say Eda in the parsha Samaraglim? D'chsiv admasai le'eda ra'azos. So there's a concept here called Eda ra'ah. So Rashi explains that the Eda ra'ah consists of 10 Meraglim, because we have to subtract Kalev and Yoshua. So we know now that Eda is a reference to 10. And now we take this Eda of Meraglim and we go back to the parasha of Korach, where it says Ibadu Mitocha Eda. So we know that that pasuk of Ibadu Mitocha Eda in Korach is referring to an Eda of 10. So that's Exerish of Eda, Eda. And in the parasha of Korach it says Mitoch, so we have the word Toch. Then we go back to the parasha of Kedushas Hashem. So we have now V'nikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael. So we have now here a string of two Gzeres Shavas, like one piggybacks on top of the other, and that's how we determine that Ein Davar Shebe Kedusha Pachas Me'asara. Now what's a Davar Shebe Kedusha? So we have Kedusha itself, and then we have Chazor Sashatz, we have Nesias Kapayim, we have Kriyas HaTorah, we have Maftir B'Novi. So we have a whole list of cases that are classified as Davar Shebe Kedusha, and we require Asara. So let's just quickly read the language of the Shulchan Aruch. I started this last Shabbos, but I wanted to finish it today with you. And in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Nun Hei, we see the following. Omrim Kaddish, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'ein Omrim Oso B'pachas Me'asara, V'hu Adin Kedusha U'Barchu She'ein Amarim Ela B'pachas Me'asara. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Kol Davar Shebe Kedusha, Kigon Kaddish u'kedusha baruch hu kriyas hatonasi is kapayim in omer el sopachs me'asara. Shenema v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael v'yalfidim egzer shavu d'toch toch mimaraglim. T'chsiv ad masai la'eda ra'az zos. Again, he skips the... It's interesting because he skips the middle toch. I mean, here the pasuk says ad masai la'eda ra'az zos. I mean, that doesn't give us exereshav to toch. So he shortens it. Yatsu Yoshua Kalev, Nisha Asara, Ukri of Eda. So Asara is called an Eda.
So,
yeah?
Question. I am having a lot of difficulty figuring out why we would derive something so positive to make a Kedusha from a right-wing. And the two Meraglim, right, that were the good guys, you said right now, so we exclude them. We got the negative naysayer Meraglim, right, and we're going to say from that we have a proof that a minion is 10.
I think if you'll...
And Korah, yeah, thank you. And everybody has to know. Korah, I mean, this is our thing. I think it's a whole big fraud then.
I think, Yechiel, the answer to your question... is that there are two ways of creating an Eda, but what's common to both of them is that they form a community. And that community might be a community for evil, it might be a community for good, but you know what, let's hold off on your question for a little bit of while as we get a little bit more familiar with the sugya. So again, we have a list of Dovash of Kedusha.
I have another question, a short one.
Yeah.
Is it one of the sources, I haven't quoted yet, is it coming up that when Avraham Avinu was doing his Captain Kirk routine with Hashem, they say, oh, perhaps there are 50, 40, it wasn't 10 the minimum number it went down to?
Well, you'd have to really go through, I don't know, you'd have to go through that parasha very carefully. I'm not sure if I could do that right now.
It's a simple question.
I don't.
One of the sources.
I'd have to go through. Yeah.
Is that Avraham Avinu didn't go lower than 10?
Right, but that's not this Gemara.
So it's not here. It's
another Gemara.
I don't understand.
Right.
Rob, why can't we answer Yechiel by saying that it's screaming at us when you have an Ada? Do it right. This is. You get 10 people together. It's great. That's what the chachamim are saying. You have an Eda. Do it right. Look what these guys did with 10. How they did it wrong. It's great. This is what it's saying.
Yeah,
this is a power. No, Rabbi, you wouldn't say that. That's.
Yeah. Again, as I said, you know. You can have an Eda of Ra'a, and you can have an Eda, but for purposes of Gzeir Shava. You could derive from this pasuk that Eda is 10, because that's the Eda was made up of 10. That's how Gzeirah Shavah works.
Alright.
Okay, let's see what we can accomplish. My goal today is to answer a different question, and that is, do we need the actual number 10? Let me explain as we go along. But let's go slowly. We have a lot to accomplish. He says the following. That we want to look at the Mishnah Berurah now in Sifkat and Beis, and he says that Chazor Sashatz requires Asara, the Mikri Davar Sheva Kedusha, Mipnei HaKedusha Sheyesh Ba. So actually, my mistake, that's Sifkat and Hay. Fine. Now, Rashi says, "Ein ovrim lufnei ateva shliach tzibur." And now we have the Shulchan Aruch saying the following: that shliach tzibur chozer atfila, and we need asara. Good. Now, what's parson al ashma? That's the first case that's enumerated in this list of davar shebekedusha. So Rashi says, "Haba lebeis hakneses liachar shekaro karo atzibur ashma omed echad." So he missed the tzibur. He comes late, so he can stand up the Omer Kaddish, Ubarchu, Bracha Rishonet Shebekriyat Shema, and eventually he can start his Shmon Esrei and recite Kedusha. Parsim Miloshon Chatzi Adova. Now let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ein Parsin, which is on the first source on your page, page 1. B'Yushalmi Mefareshem Hischilu Basara. If they began with 10, V'Yatzu Miktasam, some of them went out. Afilu Hachi Gomrim, we could conclude. So we only need Asara at the beginning to set up a Dovah Shebe Kedusha. B'chein Aloch. So let's see if we can find this in the Shulchan Aruch, again on page 2. He writes, Simon Nun Hei Sif Beis, on the top of page 2, he says, Im hischil lomar kaddish o kedusha basar v'yotzu miktsasam gomrim oso hakaddish o oso hakedusha shehischil. So how many people are left? He says v'hushin ishtayru rubon. Now rov of 10 means 6, so it seems like 4 dropped out. We're left with 6. And we can complete the Dovah Shebe Kedusha because we started with 10. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, Im Hischil, V'hu Adin B'chol Dovah Shetzorach HaSorach, on the Siyas Kapayim U'Kriyas HaTorah, V'Avtol B'Novi. So this rule, which the Mechaber mentions in context of Kaddish and Kedusha, applies to the whole list of Dovah Shebe Kedusha, including Nesias Kapayim, Kriyas HaTorah, Haftarah B'Novi, V'Gomrim Kol Masha Shayach Inyan Zeh. Now, let's say you started Nesias Kapayim, you complete Nesias Kapayim. You started Kedusha, you complete Kedusha. Kevan Shekvar Eschilu Bo Basara. But you can't start something new. So let's say, for example, you complete Baruch Hu. You can't start Kedusha. That's already Inyan Acher. So it's Gomrim Kol Ma Sheshayach LeInyan Zeh. Okay. Now, let's go back to Tosfos. And we'll look now at the second Tosfos, Ein Parsin. Hakuntres Piresh, B'nei Odom Shebo Bebeis HaKnesses, Achar Shispalalu HaTzibur, V'rotzim Lomar Kaddish U'Barchu, Tzorech HaSorah. So that's called Parsin Al-Shma, for the sake of Kaddish and Barchu. I'm not sure why he doesn't mention Kedusha. Okay, we'll wait with that. Now, Rabbeinu Tam Pirish, the Vishah Shalosh Shamu im Shalosh Achirim Sagi. I'm sorry, let me read that again. The Vishiva Shalosh Shamu im Shalosh Achirim Sagi. So Rabbeinu Tam now, in order to set up a Dovah Shebe Kedusha Basara, he's allowing us to integrate those who have not yet heard Kaddish and Kedusha with those who've already heard Kaddish and Kedusha to make up this minion of Asara. How many people have not heard the Kaddish and Baruch Hu? 7. 3 of them have already heard Kaddish and Baruch Hu. So we can add together the 7 and the 3. So let's wait till we see the entire Tosfos, because there's so many different possibilities here, Yechiel, you won't believe it. Right now we have one possibility, that you need 7, and then he brings a proof to that from Masechta Sofrim. Now the second source in your page is Masechta Sofrim, and he says, "Ein omrim kaddish u'baruch u'pochus me'asora v'osein she'memarav omrim v'shiva." So Rabbeinu Tam is invoking the Rabbosein she'memarav in the Masechta Sofrim as a proof that all you need is shiva. You only need 7 people who haven't heard kaddish and baruch hu. And they quote a pasuk as a source, as a proof for the number 7. Then Tosfos says, "V'yesh omrim shafil b'shisha." We could lower it down to 6, and that also has a proof. And all this is Rabbeinu Tam, but now we have another source for Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam wrote a book called Sefer Yashar, and there he says all you need is 5. So we've gone down from 7, down to 6, down to 5. And now Tosfos says, Nirali afilu b'shlosha sheshomu. So although Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that required a minimum of 5, he himself says even 3. And again, he reinterprets the psukim. All this is based on different psukim. Then he says, Talmidei Rashi, Pirshu, just give me a minute, Bishmo. So now the Talmidim of Rashi quote Rashi, Da'afilu Bishvil Echad, Shalosh Shama, Yecholim Hem Lifros Alashma. Rashi is quoted as saying that if one person comes in, he hasn't heard Kaddish in Baruch Hu, then we could be Poris Alashma, even though the other 9 people have already heard Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then he says that who is actually going to stand up and say Kaddish Baruch Hu out loud in front of the amidst this 10? Does it have to be that one person? No, he says Afilu Oso Sheshama Kvar, even one of the 9 people that already heard Kaddish Baruch Hu, Yachol Otzio Sam Shalosh Shamu. And at the bottom of the Tosfos, he says, "V'Rabbeinu Tam lo haya rotza lasos afilu liatzmo." In other words, he did not want to rely on the Zayda, on Rashi, and therefore he requires 5 or possibly 7. Now, I'd like to see how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. First we'll start with the Rambam, which is on the bottom of your page 1. Ketzad hi tfilas hatzibur. He says, Ein osin ken bepachas me'asara, etc., etc. V'afilu hayu miktasam kvar espalalu. So even if part of this tzibur of asara is already heard, the who Sheir Rov Asar Shalo is Palal. So the Rambam requires 6. And we saw that in Masechta Sofrim, Yesh Omrim Afilu Shisha. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Here's on page 3, it's Siman Samach Tes. In Yesh Bnei Yodim Shispalalu, Kolechad Bifnei Atzmo B'yochid, V'lo Shomu Lo Kaddish V'lo Kedusha, Omer Echemem v'Omer Kaddish u'Baruch Hu Baruch Hu Rishon Yotzer Or v'lo Yoseh v'Zenik Reparis al Shema. Fine. Now, how many of them have not heard Kaddish and Kedusha? Because he says Yesh Bnei Yodam Shispalalu. So how many have not heard? He says Lo Shamu Ein Omer Melech Tzasvi Menafine Omer Avos Ugvurus Ukedusha Matukot Denikra Omer Tnei Teva Ein Omer Dvar Melech Papaks Me'asar Mishim Davi Dvar Shukedusha Tzarech Ah V'tzarech Lachzar Achar Shisha Shalosh Shamu. So that's the Rambam. Dahainu, what's the significance of the number six? Dahainu Rov Hasar. So you need six people who haven't heard Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu. But however, he says as a fallback, Im Einam Nimtzayim is Afilu B'Shvil Echad Shalosh Shama Omrim. So whereas Rabbeinu Tam, we said, was hesitant, and he would not rely on Rashi, but the Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa codifies the halacha like Rashi, but that's only if he can't find. So if things are ideal, Tzarech Lachzor Achar Shisha, he has to look for six. Okay, so let me just take a excuse me. Let me just take a minute to summarize what we have over here. According to the Rambam, which is one opinion in the Masechta Sofer, we need six people who haven't heard Kaddish and Kedusha to set up a Tefillah B'Tzibur, and then we'll add, let's say, four other people who've already heard Kaddish and Kedusha. And the reason is Shiyu Rov, the Rambam writes, again, let's get the Rambam out. Sheyu Rov Hasara Shalois Palu. Okay. Now let's try to figure out what the significance of Rov is. So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah on the bottom of your page 1, he says the Garcina Vimasekhna Sofrim. And this is all the way in the bottom of your page on the right. He says, "Ein omrim kaddish u'baruch hu b'pachos me'asara." And Rabbi Seinu b'Ma'arava omrim oso b'shiva. Shiva means seven, with the other three who've already been yotzei. And then he writes to Mefarish, "Rabbeinu ki Rabbeinu Tam, dahani shiva v'shisha." So it means, if you take a look at Masechta Sofrim, it says that Ein Omrim Kaddish Ubarchu Pachas Me'asara. It says the Kesef Mishnah means you need 10 people who haven't yet recited Kaddish Ubarchu. And then the Masechta Sofrim quotes the Rabbi Seinu Shemar of Shiva. And Yesh Omer Afilu Shisha. So we have the Tanakhama requires all 10. We have Rabbi Seinu Shevimarav requires 7. We have a Yesh Omer that requires 6. And the Rambam accepts the Yesh Omerim. And 6 is enough. V'hushu Rov HaSara. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Pasak Rabbeinu Ka Yesh Omerim. Why did the Rambam accept the sheet of the Yesh Omrim in the Setzer? Mishum de bechol duchta, wherever we turn, Ashkechan de rubo kekula. We have a principle, universal principle in Halacha, rubo kekula. Like, for example, in a Bezdin, we'll decide the case based on Rov Achri Rabbim Lahatos. So again, we see clearly that according to Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Masechta Sofrim for Kaddish and Kedusha, etc., etc., we need 7, accepting the opinion of Rabbi Seinu Shemarov, However, apparently, based on other sources, Rabbi Tam would accept even six. And if we have any doubts about Rabbi Tam, in the Rambam, it's pretty clear because the Rambam says Rov. And in fact, that's the Yesh Omrim in Masechta Sofrim, that all you need is six. And the Kesef Mishnah explains the Rambam, why did he pass on like that opinion, Yesh Omrim Shisha? Because Bechol Duchta Ashkechan the Rubo Kekulo. We always find Rubo Kekulo. Okay. Now, what we want to discuss Rubo Kekulo, which is the assumption of the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. And we're going to try to see if we can make sense out of this. Okay then? So that's my topic now. What I want to focus my attention on is this concept of Shisha.
Robert Gerson, the last 60 seconds or so you were frozen. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, I'm saying that we're going to try to spend some time now explaining or analyzing this premise, which we saw in the Kesef Mishnah, to explain the Yesh Omrim in the Masechta Sofrim that was accepted by the Rambam, that you need only six because of Rubo Kekulo. That's what we want to talk about, Rubo Kekulo. Now, in the Mishnah Brura, if you can open up to page 3, you will see that in Siman Sadi Tes, Sifkaton Ches, he says, based on the Magen Avraham, he says, "If ain sham shisha shelo ispalu lo yispal hashas belachas chakiyaskav yad b'kol ram." Fine. And then he says, "Aval kishiyesh rov minyan heim kamo tzibur gomur." You see that?
He's talking about rov minyan meaning rov havdamin. Or Rove, meaning even if you only have six people.
No, he's saying Rove have not davened yet.
But there is 10 there?
Correct. There's 10 there, and he seems to be saying that if you have six that didn't daven yet, Haim Tzibur Gomor. Again, you'll see it, there's a little finger that's pointing there. Do you see that? Kishiyesh Rove Minyan Haim Kamot Tzibur Gomor. Okay? Now, let's take a look at another Mishnah Brura, which is on the bottom of your page. That's in Siman Sadi, Sifkaton Chavches. And there he brings the Chaya Adam, and he says, Tfila B'tzibur Tfila Tfila Shmonasre Da'inu Shispalu Asora Anoshim Shem Gidon B'yachad. Now, based on the Chayyot, Mishnah Brura tells us that Tefillah v'Tzibur requires 10 people. And it's not just that the 10 people are physically located in the same place, but you require 10 people who are listening to Kaddish Kedushu Baruch Hu. And those who think otherwise, all you need is 10 and that's enough, nobody has to be listening, that's a mistake. Now he's trying to define Tefillah B'Tzibur, and he's saying Tefillah B'Tzibur requires Asara. Now, although the Mishnah Brura doesn't spell it out, but again, if we had time, we'll see how time allows. Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Igros Moshe assumes that since the Mishnah Brura is relying on the Chayodom, which means that Tefillah B'Tzibur means Asara, it means that all Asara have not yet davened. Which would mean that we have a contradiction between two statements of the Mishnah Berurah, because in Siman Tzadites, the Mishnah Berurah is outspoken that all you need is Rov. And Rov is considered Tzibur Gomor. Here, in Siman Tzadi, the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that you need Asara, and less than Asara is not a Tzibur. So let's leave this question in abeyance for a few minutes. Let's try to think about this concept called Rubo Kikulo. Do we need Asara? All 10 that stand up together to daven Shmon Esrei? Or is it enough that 6 are standing saying Shmon Esrei and we're going to apply Rubo Kikulo? So now we're going to quote, if you have page 4, you'll see the Emek Bracha. And you'll also see the Birkas Shmuel. The Birkas Shmuel, excuse me, Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz, is a Talmud of Rav Chaim Brisker, and he quotes Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says the following: would the halacha, the principle of Rubo Kikulo, help us to gather together 10 people and have 6 of them who have not yet read the Torah or heard the Shliach Tzibur repeating Shmon Esrei? And if there are 6, then we could apply the principle of Rubo Kikulo. Says Reb Chaim that we could understand that the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah and Chazor Sashatz Chal Al Asor B'Yachad Dafka. So you want to generate a Chiyuv for Kriyas HaTorah and Chazor Sashatz, you need 10 people in order to create that Chiyuv. The Kolzman Delek Asor Lek a Chiyuv. So in other words, you can't apply Rubo Kikulo if there's no Chiyuv. And in order to generate the Chiyuv, you need Asara. Okay, so you need all 10 people haven't davened yet. Oh?
Why do you say that, Rob? Why can't you say that you said beforehand, you said it was listening, not necessarily davening?
Again, we're talking about two different issues. One issue is, how many people do you need who haven't yet fulfilled their obligation of Dvarim Shebe Kedusha in order to set up a Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? That's the subject of this Reb Chaim. And then you could talk about a different thing. Once you have the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha up and running, how many people actually have to hear the Dvarim Shebe Kedusha? But let's now focus on the following question. How many people do you need in order to set up the Chazor Sashatz or the Kriyas HaTorah? So the first side of Reb Chaim, he says you need 10, because there's no chiyuv to read the Torah or to repeat Shmon Esrei unless you have 10 people. They form a tzibur, and once you have the tzibur, you can create a chiyuv. But if you only have 6, then there's no tzibur and there's no chiyuv. That's one side. Now we get to the second side. Oh, yitochen shechiv kriyas haTorah v'chazor sashatz chal afilu al echad. One person is enough. If he hasn't heard the Torah reading, he hasn't heard Kaddish Kedusha, meaning chazor sashatz, that itself is a chiyuv. The chiyuv emerges with one person. Ella, the dinu di'enu ne'meres el basara. He needs 10 people that are all present in order for him to fulfill, to discharge his duty. But it's a personal chiyuv that evolves on the yachid. So Reb Chaim is vacillating back and forth. In a darash b'kedusha, where is the chiyuv? Does the chiyuv fall on the tzibur when you have a tzibur? Or does the chiyuv fall on the individual just that he needs a tzibur in order to implement and fulfill that chiyuv. So Rav Chaim says, just give me a minute, that if we're going to say that the chiyuv is generated by asara, in other words, once you have the tzibur, lo shayach bazeh din rubo kekula. You can't apply the universal principle of rubo kekula. Why? Shreya dayin ein kan chiyuv klal. There's not even a chiyuv. How can you talk about rubo kekula if you don't even have a chiyuv? In other words, there's nothing to get off the ground here. There's no reason to set up, no justification to set up a chazor sashatz or a kriyas haTorah. Vafilu miut chiyuv leka. It's not that you have a rov chiyuv and a miut not chayuv. You don't even have a miut of a chiyuv. You're telling me you have a rov of a chiyuv. I don't even see a miut of a chiyuv. There's nothing of a chiyuv. Because the chiyuv is generated because there's an asara. However, if you were to suppose that kriyas haTorah and chazor sashatz is an individual obligation, even on a yachid, but you just need a tzibur to fulfill this chiyuv, is vaday shayach bazeh din rubo kekula. Why? Because you already have a chiyuv. And now, you need to implement that chiyuv, a tzibur vasara. So if you have rov, then rubo kekula. V'zeh din b'kola tor kula, d'amrin rubo kekula. Now, keep in mind, Reb Chaim, as quoted by the Birka Shmuel, is only addressing kriyas haTorah and chazor sashatz. Let's ask a different question. What about tefillah b'tzibur? In other words, I want to daven together with a tzibur. I'm not up to chazor sashatz. Can I obtain a kiyum of tefillah b'tzibur if rove of the tzibur is davening with me? If I have another five people together with me, that's six. Is that enough for tefillah b'tzibur? It would seem that Reb Chaim Sofik would apply even in that case, not only in the case of kriyas haTorah and chazor sashatz, but logically, we should apply Reb Chaim to tefillah b'tzibur. So if I want to achieve the goal of tefillah b'tzibur, then it might be enough that I have five people to join me and I have six. And then we're going to say rubo kekula. Because again,
are you stepping before the Reb Chaim requires 10 newbies?
Reb Chaim vacillates back and forth. He tries to analyze. He's trying to analyze whether 10 is a requirement, or we can have rov and apply rubo kekula. And he says it all depends. If the chiyuv only emerges with a tzibur, because there's no chiyuv on the yachid, there's only a chiyuv on a tzibur, so then you need a tzibur. Until you get a tzibur, you can't talk about rov and miut until you get a chiyuv. Once you get a chiyuv, you can talk about rov and miut. But if you're going to say that the chiyuv is not on the tzibur, but the chiyuv is on the yachid, and I have a personal obligation to hear the Torah, or to hear chazor sashatz, or recite kedusha, then we already have a chiyuv with one person, and now we need a tzibur in order to implement that chiyuv. So now that you already have a chiyuv, you can talk about rubo kekula. Now Reb Chaim doesn't come to any definite conclusion, but it would seem that what was a suffix to Reb Chaim was pasha to the Ksam Sofer, if you look in the middle of your page. And the Ksam Sofer writes, Lefi ani esdaiti, lo shayach rubo kekulo, ela mitoch kulo. Tibes anhejrin yalfinin tibeinen rov mitoch kol. So it means you have, let's say, 36 members of the Sanhedrin. That doesn't set up a Sanhedrin. You don't say rubo kekulo. You need 71 members of the Sanhedrin. Now that you have a Sanhedrin and you want to decide whether the verdict goes with this group or with that group of the Sanhedrin, then you can apply rubo kekulo. V'achinami li'olam shedinon hamuat b'tocha rov. When you're talking about rov and miut, it's the rov and miut that make up the number. Whatever that number is, you start with that number, and then you break it down to a rov and a miut. Aval kula b'fanenu kegon yud. Davi edel idavar shebikedusha. V'yim shiva mehem lo shamu kadosh ubarchu. Is nimshach hamiut achar rov. Aval imrak nisvadu zayin lo amrin idavar shebikedusha. So what do we get from this Chsam Sofer? It would seem from this Chsam Sofer that if you have six people who didn't daven yet, you could add four people that... I'm sorry. It would seem from the Chsam Sofer that you can add four people, and even those four people are not davening because they already davened. They're not going to daven a second time around. But we're going to apply Rubo Kikulo, but that's because we already have Kulo Bifanenu. And it's considered a Tfilas Atzibur. So again, according to Reb Chaim, it's not necessarily clear that you can have Kulo Bifanenu and then apply Rov Miut. Why? Because if the Kulo Bifanenu are just standing there, they just happen to be present, but they're not Chayev, then you might not be able to generate a Chiyuv. The Chsam Sofer seems to assume that all you need is 10 bifanenu, and then once you have the 10, then the 4 are nimshach, basar ro, basar the 6. So what we have here is the following. We don't know what Reb Chaim would say about 6. Reb Chaim doesn't come to a conclusion. But we do know that the Chsam Sofer accepts Rov. And we saw already in the Mechaber and also in the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam that Rov is enough. And that's based on Ruba Kukulo. So Reb Chaim is just pointing out that Ruba Kukulo would make sense if you assume that the Dovash of Kedusha is a Chovas Yachid. And now we have Rav Moshe Feinstein. Remember I told you there's a tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein. So I have a copy of the tshuva. Maybe you have it on page 5. Alright. Here, it's a pretty... It's actually two tshuvas. It's a pretty long discussion here. Be'inyan imsagi beruban shalos palalu lechashiv v'maylas tefila b'tzibur b'tziruf elish akvaris palalu. There's a special maila to tefila b'tzibur, and we saw this already in the Gemara Brachos that you want to daven with the tzibur. Says Rav Moshe, that mile of tefillah b'tzibur is only kasher kol asara mispalim, all 10 are davening. V'lo moil rov minyan, it's not enough to have 6. He writes, umasha huzkar shesagi b'rov minyan. Aye, we saw in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, and it was one day in the Masechta Sofrim that it's enough to have Rov. Hu rak l'inyin lomar davar shebikedusha. So in other words, the whole purpose of getting this Rov together is simply for the davar shebikedusha, but don't fool yourself, says Rav Moshe, to believe that you now have the Maila of tefillah b'tzibur. You don't have a mile of tefillah b'tzibur because you don't have a tzibur of davening. You need kol asara mispalalim. What you are able to achieve is a davish of a kedusha. And he writes, v'atam poshut delo shayach in yerubo kekulo al shiurim debechol shiurim af mashu ma'akev v'lachein gam b'shir de mispar ein shayach rubo kekulo she'ein lefachot af mashu mimashenemar, v'rak kishiyesh asara, kishu kol hasach shetzorch lachashiv zed zibur vanidun uda kamet tzrichim lios mechuyavim v'amiris davar shebekedusha kidei sheyuchlu lomar kaddish, etc. But zeh shayach din rubo kekulo shekem in sherov mechuyavim nidon kvo kulom chayavim v'yicholim lomar. So Rav Moshe says that if you need asara mispalalim in order to create this special mila, as he calls it, of tefilas hatzibur, tefilah b'tzibur, then there's no ruba kakulo. It's a shir. In shirim, we say even if you're missing a mashu, it doesn't get off the ground. So if there's a shir to set up a tzibur, and we need asara, then you can't say rubo kakulo. Because then all you have is a mashu, you don't have a shir. However, once you have asara, and you already have the chashivas of a tzibur, now you want to recite a dovash kedusha. So then the question is, can you set up a dovash kedusha if only six people have not heard the Davash Mikdusha and be mitzari for another four? He says that then we say Rubo Kakulo. Because again, until I understand it, I can't answer any questions. I don't understand it. I'm trying very hard to understand it. So he says, Kevan Sherov Mechuyavim Nidon Kmo Kulam Chayovim. So again, if you need 10 mechuyavim in order to set up a davash of Kedusha, then you could apply the principle of rov, but that's only because you already have a tzibur. However, if you want to create a tzibur for the purpose of a mila that is a tzibur of people mispalalim, so that mila requires 10 people that are mispalal, you need all 10 people to be mispalal. You can't say that you already have the shiur when you have 9 people, because you're missing a mashu. You need absolutely 10. Now, again, I'm just trying to understand Rav Moshe. He's not saying the same thing as Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim was saying that if you want to set up a Davar Shebekedusha, like what? Like Kriyas HaTorah. Or what? What was the other case? Or Chazaras HaShatz. So then, it could be that the Chiyuv doesn't emerge until you have a Tzibur. Rav Moshe, I think, would allow you to set up Chazaras HaShatz or Kriyas HaTorah if only 6 people have not heard that. But there is a certain, how should I say, association or similarity between Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim. Because Rav Moshe says, if you want to get the mila of asara mispalalim, you need that all 10 of mispalalim. And now you can say that you link up with a tzibur. So again, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says you came in late, so you want to know whether you should daven with the tzibur. So Rav Moshe would say, well, the Gemara says, can you reach modim? Can you reach kedusha? All that is simply to achieve a davar shebekedusha. But as far as being mispalel b'tzibur, you won't be able to be mispalel b'tzibur unless you have 10 people being mispalel. So it's theoretically possible that you can even have one person who hasn't heard davar shebekedusha, meaning kaddish and baruch hu, and you might be able to set up, if you have 9 other people who already heard, you might be able to do it for that one person. Or alternatively, you can set up Rove and say 6 out of 10. But in order to achieve, don't fool yourself, says Rav Moshe, to thinking that when you or you and 5 people together who haven't heard Kaddish and Kedusha are going to be Paris al Shema, you'll have some sort of a tefillah b'tzibur. Don't fool yourself into thinking that you have achieved the mila of being mispalel matzibur. You're not being mispalel matzibur because you don't have 10 people. That's a shir, and less than 10 would be chaser mashu. What you can achieve is a davar shebikedusha. Now, Rab Chaim would say you can achieve a davar shebikedusha because you don't need asara in a tzibur in order to set up a chiyuv of davar shebikedusha. You only need asara to facilitate the chovas yachid of a davar shebikedusha. But if I would assume that a davar shebikedusha is a chovas tzibur, says Reb Chaim, then even as far as setting up a kaddish and a kedusha, I would have to have 10 people that didn't hear kaddish and didn't hear kedusha. All right, Joe, what did you want to say?
I just want to know, does Reb Moshe feel there's anything in saying a davar shebikedusha without a minyan?
Yes. What do you mean without a minyan? I don't know what you mean, but without a minyan. But I mean without a minyan that a chayav in a davar shebikedusha. Now you want to ask a different question. Can I recite kedusha in my own personal shmoneh esrei? I'm alone here in this room. That's a different question. We're not even raising that as a possibility.
That's not what I'm asking.
Right. So we're talking about a case where six people, and possibly even one person, if you remember the Shulchan Aruch, has not yet heard Kaddish and Kedusha. Here, Rav Moshe is fine. That's all the sources that we saw. We're going to apply Rubo Kekula. But if you ask me, says Rav Moshe, do I have the Mila of being part of a Tzibur Mispalalim?
He says no.
Here, Rubo Kekula is not going to help you because that's a Shir. A Shir means this is what we need. We need 10.
That's what I'm asking. I'm just asking. Okay, so you don't get the Indian of Tziva, field at Tziva, by according to Rav Moshe, very clear. Why say it at all, according to Rav Moshe? Is he saying, still saying?
Again, all the sources that we've been talking about, 7, 6, maybe 5, maybe 1, all of that is to achieve a davar shebikedusha. That's a very fine mitzvah. Let's not be mezalza in achieving a davar shebikedusha. Again, Reb Chaim would say, what do you need a davar shebikedusha for? Davar shebikedusha is only incumbent upon the tzibur in one side of Reb Chaim. But Reb Moshe understood that a davar shebikedusha is something that even the yachid is obligated in. Narvas, he cannot fulfill that unless he has a tzibur. So we're going to have Rubo Kekulo to set up a tzibur, and now the yachid can achieve a great achievement. Let's not be mezalzel. Rav Moshe is not mezalzel, namely davar shebikedusha. But you won't achieve a mitzvah of tefilas tzibur, tefilah b'tzibur, without 10 people being mispal. That's what we have from Rav Moshe. That's the best I can do. Again, I would ask you to read over the tshuva Rav Moshe. Maybe have to read it 5 times, 10 times. I don't know how many times. Even the Chasam Sofer is very, very challenging, very difficult. I'm just trying to do the best I can. It would seem to me that Reb Chaim would only accept setting up a davar shebikedusha like Kriyas HaTorah and Chazos HaShatz if you assume that these are a chovas yachid. So Reb Chaim actually was, Reb Baruch Ber doesn't quote this, but Reb Chaim actually was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas yachid. I don't know about Chazos HaShatz. Probably not, but at least Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas yachid, and therefore I don't have to set up a tzibur. I need a tzibur, as we said before, to implement the Kriyas HaTorah, and for that, I can apply principles like rov, and the miyud is bottled to the rov, or mitztarif to the rov. So again, as I said before, there's a very striking similarity here between Rav Chaim and Rav Moshe, although they're addressing two different issues. Rav Chaim is addressing the issue of davar shebikedusha, and he says, no. There's no such thing as a davar shebikedusha unless you have 10 people to set up the davar shebikedusha, because the davar shebikedusha is a chovas tzibur, according to one side in Rav Chaim. Rav Moshe never raised that possibly. He thought a davar shebikedusha is a chovas yachid, if I read it correctly. But he had another concept which is so similar to Rav Chaim, and that is the the idea of being mispal with a tzibur, I can only be mispal with a tzibur if all of the tzibur are being mispalim. Then I have 10 people being mispalim. And if this be the case, Rabosai, then Rav Moshe Feinstein has an answer to what we thought might have been a stira in the Chafetz Chaim, in the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because on the one hand, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Chayyadah. And the Chayyadah says you need Asar Mispalim. It could be that the Chayyadah is addressing not the issue of Darsh HaMikdusha, but the issue of getting Asar Mispalim to achieve that extra kiyum of a tzibur, I'm davening with a tzibur mispalim. However, the other psak of the Mishnah Berurah, which we saw in I don't have it right here in front of me. Right? Oh yeah, we saw it here in Simon Samach Tes. There, the Mishnah Berurah is addressing a different question. And that is a Darvish Mikdusha. And a Darvish Mikdusha, he says, you can set it up with Rov that haven't heard Kiddushu Baruch Hu. And that would, I think, reconcile the so-called apparent contradiction in Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now, I know, Joe, you have to go, but if anybody wants to stay, that's up to you. You can hang in there, and maybe we'll develop this a little bit further.
Can you put it online later?
I'll try. Again, I never know what this thing... You know, this is what Omri got me 10 years ago, but yeah, unfortunately I dropped it. So, in any event...
I have a full day today.
Okay, I'm just gonna go on. If anybody wants to listen to me, that's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, my last tefillah b'tzibur is dafka when you have kol asar mispalim. That's what we said. Fine. Now, at the end of the tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that...
Thank you very much. I'm very sorry. I have to go.
Yeah, thank you. From the language of the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, it would seem from the Rambam that even if you have Shisha Mispalalim, Kesad Hi Tefillas HaTzibur, and the Rambam writes, then he says, so it sounds like when the Rambam is talking about Tefillah B'Tzibur, or Tefillah HaTzibur, if you want to call it that, the Rambam seems to assume that Shisha is enough. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that Shisha is enough because of Rubo Kekulo. But Rav Moshe Feinstein is not willing to accept this, because the Gemara says in Brachos, "Minayin la'asar shemispalim sheshchina imahem." I can't tell you right now where that is. I remember learning it, but it's actually a Mishnah. I'm sorry, it's a Gemara in Brachos. "Minayin la'asar shemispalim sheshchina imahem shedemer elokim nitzav vadas kel." And now we're talking about the mile of Tefillas HaTzibur, which is a tefillah of an Eidah, and an Eidah's Asara. So it sounds like you need Asara in order to set up Tefillas HaTzibur. So the Minchas Yitzchak, that's the Gravid, he writes the following. Yesh lomer, the Kavanas HaGemar, she tefillah tzricha liyos ba'asara, aval man nikra ba'asara, ba ramam lefarish ekshem, kishahem shisha b'tziruf, Odar ba nikra asar mispalalim. Very strange to say that you have asar mispalalim because there are six people mispalal, and it's if the other four are also being mispalal. How does that work? But that's the Gravid. He's trying to reconcile the Rambam in his definition of Tfilas HaTzibur with the Gemara in Brachos. Minayin la'asar shem mispalalim shechina imayim. Clearly, the Gemara is requiring Asar Mispalalim. So he's saying that according to the Rambam, if you have six Mispalalim, it's like you have 10 Mispalalim. Okay, but that's certainly not the approach of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Now again, Rav Moshe Feinstein is not a das yachid. He's not the only one who says that the mile of tefillah b'tzibur is dafka if you have to call asar mispalim, and you can't use rov. You can take a look in the Emek Bracha of Rabbi Yalei Paranshik, a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, and he also seems to assume that there's no mile of asar mispalim of tefillah b'tzibur unless you have asar mispalim. We also have the Avbezdin of Kalish, and we have Rabbi Elio Regoler, all these poskim, and the Tshuva Me'ava, all of them seem to assume, and this is the Brisker Rav, that Rav Moshe Feinstein is correct. They don't quote Rav Moshe Feinstein, but they all believe that in order to get a Tfilah Satzibur, you need Asar Mispalalim. And the Brisker Rav is Mechadish. Let's differentiate between a case where you have four people that already daven, and they are, let's say, they're reciting Ashrei Uvol Etzion, wherever they're up to, so they're being osek in tefillah. He says, then maybe you could say that since they're still davening parts of the Shmones, parts of the tefillah, maybe that's considered tefillah b'tzibur. But if, for example, the other four people are mashlin the minyan, are shmoozing, he says that's not tefillah b'tzibur, for sure not. And the Gemara says you need asar mispalalim. So let's just summarize. Is it enough to have six people of mispalalim? According to many poskim, all you need is shisha. And in order to recite Chazos HaShatz and Kiddushin, Nesias Kapayim, and Kaddish Tiskabel, Divrei HaKol, Dai, Kishoy Yishishim, Shespalu, Lachash, Betzirif, Arbo, Shalom, Espalu. So again, as far as Dovah Shem Kiddushin is concerned, for Chazos HaShatz, etc., etc., four that already were Yotze, and they were Mispalu, together with six that weren't Mispalu yet, that for sure is okay. Again, we saw Rabbi Tam quoted in Tosfos requires seven, but six is okay. And again, we're only talking about the tziruf of Asar L'minyan for the purpose of Darvish B'Kedusha. And again, we were discussing the Ma'ala of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Now, what about Shmiah? How many people actually listen to the Kedusha? How many people have to hear the Chazor Sashatz and perhaps respond to Amen? So the Emek Bracha is Medayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Ketzad Yitvila Satzibi Ye'echad Mispal B'Kol Ram V'Kol Shomim. What does the Rambam mean by Akol Shomim? If not, that you need a minion of people who are listening. And you can't talk about Rov and be mitzarev the other mute if you're talking about listening, lishma darish of a kedusha, because now we have a real shiur that in order to set up a darish of a kedusha, we need 10 people, and then we can implement the darish of a kedusha. Those 10 people have to hear the darish of a kedusha. If they're not listening, that's not sufficient. When the Rambam says that even if miut kvar ispalu mitztarfin, that's only as far as the chiyuv lispalel midin ruba kakulo. But le'inyan maisa tefila be'ina shekol hasar yishmu. So when you're talking about the chiyuv, you could say maybe ruba kakulo and 6 out of 10 is enough. But if you're talking about the actual maisa tefila, then a maisa tefila is the maisa of 10 people. And it's not only a maisa of 10 people if 10 people are listening. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Rosh. Kishashatz chozer atfilah kol yeshlem lishtok v'lechavim lebirchas hashatz shemavarach hachazan v'lanos omim v'yem ein tisha mechavnim lebirchosav karov lios birchosav l'atola. I don't know why he adds the word karov lios, but if you take out the words karov lios, it means the brach is a brach l'atola, because you need another 9 people besides the Shliach Tzibur that are intent on listening to the bracha. So, for example, very often I don't tune in to Chazos HaShatz, but that's only because there are another 10 people who are tuning in to Chazos HaShatz. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Maril that you don't need Asara Onim. So that's in Siman Nun Hei Seif Hei. He writes Vim Hischil echad me'asara lispale levado v'eino yochel lanos imohem oshu yoshen afilu hachi mitztarif imohem. In other words, he's yoshen, he's not listening. Or, I don't know, he has a case here called Eino Yochel Lanos Omi. We'll have to see what that means. But in any event, you don't have 10 people listening. And yet, the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume, I'm sorry, the Maharil assumes, that that's fine. So again, if you're talking about how many people have to hear the Chazor Sashatz, we assumed that you need all Asara that listening, and that's the truth of the Rosh, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But we should mention the Maharil, who has a pretty far out sheet that you don't even need Asara Onim or Shomim. And in the book, in the Sefer Emek Brach on your page 4, he thinks that only if one person is asleep, or one person is not able to respond. So that one person is mistarif lasar, but yosem eichad lo. In other words, you need like a rov nikar, you know, like a kimat kol, not just a regular rov. So he wants 9 people who are listening, even according to the Maharil, and one person is sleeping. And he says, and with this we'll end, that the Chiv Asara, in other words, 9 who are Shomim, might be L'chatchila, but Peshas HaDchak, even if you have less than 10 people listening, in other words, an additional 9, then you could be Yotze, and it's not any sort of Brachal Batol or anything like that. However, the Prima Gadim and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, they want to make a distinction between Chazor Sashatz and Amiras Dover Shebekedusha. In order to set up Chazor Sashatz, you need Asara. And in such a case, just 1 second, in Chazor Sashatz, You need all 10 people listening. As far as the Dovah Shem Kedusha is concerned, like Kaddish and Baruch Hu, Azafilu, and even Kedusha, he says, Bazeh Dai Gam B'Pochus Me'asara Shomim. Now he doesn't tell you how many are listening, but Pochus Me'asara. But if you're talking about Chazor Sashatz as an entity, then you have to be very careful that all the 9 people, in addition to the Shliach Tzibur, are listening. Kidei shelo yu birchos hashatz levatol.
Okay, first question is, isn't Kriyas Torah strictly on Tzibur? In other words, the Yochid does not have a mitzvah Kriyas Torah, as far as I understand it. Because in other words, if the Yochid misses a word, it's not like Megillah, he has to repeat it for himself. So it's really, it's not chiyuv on him anyway, right? So to me, that's different than Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, which might be a chiyuv for the Yochid.
I can just tell you this. My Rebbe told me that when Reb Chaim was on a train on a Monday and Thursday, he would get off the train in the middle if he thought he was missing Kriyas HaTorah. He felt that it was a Chovas Yochid. The Ramban is not like that. The Ramban says that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Sibur. And we could give a whole shiur on this topic alone.
Saying, but that's not, that, I mean, as far as I understand, the general psak is, Kriyas HaTorah is only on the Sibur because if you miss a word, you don't repeat it, right? Say, okay, so I missed a word. Okay, not great, but fine, I missed it. It's not chiyuv for every person. Second of all, I could say that the Chazor HaShatz, in a sense, might be different than davening with a tzibur, because by Chazor HaShatz, everybody's already davening anyway. So it's not like what Mishnah Berurah says, you need 10 people davening for two of a tzibur. Chazor HaShatz, they've already, whoever it is, has already done it regardless. Most people came late or something like that, but basically everybody's already davening, so there's, I think the Mishnah Berurah might even admit by Chazor HaShatz in particular, not the other ones, that you don't need 10 new people or what have you, because they've all done it already.
So you want to say that maybe we could be more lenient in the case of Chazor HaShatz because everybody...
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah. What we're saying is the following, that Chazor HaShatz creates this new entity. It's not... it's not just a repetition of what we did as Yechidim. It's some sort of communal tefillah. It's a chefta of tefillas atzibur. So in order to get the tefillas atzibur, I think you should require a sar shomim. You know, that then you have a chefta of tefillas atzibur.
I'm saying this, the shomim for sure. I don't argue that. I'm just saying, say any new people by chzoras hashatz, there's no point because everybody's already done it anyway. You need 10 people listening for sure. But there could be people who've already done it 3 times, minchah or whatever.
Right. No, that I agree with you. That I agree with you.
But there's a difference by chzoras hashatz and everything else.
Right. But again, if let's say we had 10 people and we already fulfilled Chazor Sashat, we're not going to allow another Chazor Sashat. We have to have at least somebody who sets up the Chiyuv for Chazor Sashat. Now, do you need a Tzibur to set up a Chazor Sashat, or one is enough? That was Reb Chaim's vacillation back and forth.
I'll tell you, I've seen major places where I've done it, not recently. The guy walks in after that, he's over, he's, oh, I was stuck in traffic, or my train was slow, whatever. So one guy says, there's just 9 people listen. He said a short shmoy that's right. He says for himself, and there would be listen. This is apparently commonplace in Chazim Shul.
Huh.
Yeah,
I guess this became sort of a popular practice.